Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.
Hello there, and welcome along to the GAA Postcast. Yes, it's the penultimate weekend in the All-Ireland Championship. It's the big one. It's the hurling final at Croke Park on Sunday. Who would have guessed it? Galway v Limerick in the race to be crowned Liam McCarthy Cup champions. Well, our very own Michael Mulvihill in the race, I suppose. He tipped Limerick at the start of the year, so he certainly knew. And my two experts, the Dano, I'm joined by Aidan Taggy Fogarty and Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power. I, of course, am David Jennings. And for the next half an hour or so, we're going to be talking about Galway v Limerick and what promised to be an epic All-Ireland hurling final. But before we move on to the action, lads, it's been an epic 2018 All-Ireland Hurling Championship. And I just want to get, I know this, there have been so many, but I just want to get an individual highlight from both of you. So, Aidan, we're going to come to you first. Your highlight of the 2018 Hurling Championship so far?
Yeah, David, there's, as you said, there's been so many, and it's been a fantastic championship. I suppose when you look back at the semi-finals, Nicky Quaid's save in the semi-final on Seamus Harnady, just fantastic moment. I think it was a game changer. Harnady was going to get that goal. It was going to put Cork in our Ireland final. And, you know, for any goalie to come out and keep his eye on the ball, and not most goalies would come out and probably swallowed Harnady and took a penalty. But fairness, Nicky Quaid kept his eye on the ball, just got the hurl to it, got the touch to it, and batted it down and was cleared. And look, Limerick are in the Ireland final because of it, really. So that's probably my standout moment of the year. There's been so many. Peter Duggan as well. Against Galway, his pint. He took on three or four defenders, flicked it over Aidan's hard head and one hand and put it over the bar. And just a super, super score. And so difficult to do that in that heat of championship at that level of the game against a great team like that. So there's been so many, but probably Nicky Quaid's and Peter Duggan's would be the standouts for me.
Well, as a member of the Goalkeepers Union, albeit in Gaelic football, I'm delighted to hear you say that. But how stupid must you have to be to play in goals in hurling? My holy God. Just stand there and let the ball hit you for an hour. Yeah, it certainly is. It's not a position that I would certainly be comfortable with. But Nicky Quaid, that was a fantastic moment. And Damien Fitzgerald, your highlight of the Hurling Championship?
Well, I suppose as a tipman, we didn't get really many highlights this year. But for a tipman, the next best highlight to tip winning is Kilkenny losing. So I think my highlight was Limerick getting over Kilkenny in the All-Ireland quarter-final. Like, a young team like Limerick, everything seemed to have gone against them. They should have been ahead. Kilkenny got that goal with 5 minutes left, and it looked like just here we go again. But they really stood up, Tom Morrissey especially, and they just got over the line then at the end. And it's just the way that Limerick team has been all year. They've just, whenever you think they're going to wilt and maybe be the old Limerick, they come through, and we'll see, can they do it again Sunday?
Well, that tees us up perfectly for a fighting postcast here for the All-Ireland Hurling Final. Damien Fitzgerald, his moment of the 2018 Championship was Kilkenny getting beaten, and we have a cat with us. So it'll be interesting to hear what the pair have to say for the remainder of the show. So moving on to Croke Park, 3:30 Sunday. It's Galway v Limerick. Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power. Can I get some prices and handicaps?
Our prices are for the match, 4-6 Galway, 9-1 to draw, 13-8 Limerick. And then on the handicap, Galway -2, 11-10, 11-1 the handicap draw, and Limerick +2, 5-6.
Right, Aidan Fogarty, I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say exactly what's in my head. I cannot believe Galway are the price they are, and I think they should be shorter. Discuss.
Yeah, possibly. I suppose they're probably going on experience. They're probably going on Ireland champions. But I suppose if you're going and looking at the championship, Galway have been kind of stuttering a small bit. You know, they have played for 20-25 minutes, have been exceptional at times, but have allowed teams come back into it. And I think the odds is really just going on tradition and being All-Ireland champions. So, look, All-Ireland final day is a total different day. Teams can turn up, teams mightn't turn up, but I think the experience with Galway is definitely putting the odds at a higher level.
Okay, and Damien, before we get on to the tactics and how we think that the game is going to go in the last 7 days, maybe since we knew the All-Ireland final pairing, where's the money been going? What's the biggest bet you've taken? And what are the likely match odds going to be just before throw-in?
Well, we've barely taken a bet on Galway. Every bit of money is on Limerick. They're 15-8 originally, into 7-4, now into 13-8. And
madness.
We're still, we're still not really laying Galway at all. So I think people seem to be deciding this is a 50-50 match and that we have it wrong. Yeah, we can't seem to lay Galway at all. Taking a few big bets, couple of like three or four. I think 5,000 was the biggest bet we've taken on Limerick. Couple of 2,000, 3,000s as well. We can't lay Galway at all. Nobody seems to want to back Galway. So if the price is going to go one way, it looks like it's going to go shorter Limerick and bigger Galway maybe.
And if somebody is putting down the likes of 5 grand, maybe 10 grand, do they back Limerick just say in 70 minutes or did you just back him to lift the trophy?
Mixture of both. Most of the bigger bets we've taken, I think, have been on them to win the trophy. They're 11-8 to lift the trophy and Galway are 4-7.
Okay, so it's time to get into the nitty gritty of the match. Aidan Fogarty, Galway, we spoke about them a little bit, but what has changed from 2017? Why are they struggling to get over the line? Why are they not as fluent? Have teams copped on to the way they play? What is it that makes this Galway team beatable compared to the Galway team we've seen towards the latter stages of 2017?
Yeah, well, there's two things, David, probably. First of all, they are Ireland champions, so they're going to be criticised and analysed to death. And the teams are going to break them down and they're going to be man-marking certain individuals. It was never going to be easy. When you're All-Ireland champions and you're a team going to play them, you're always going to raise your game to play the better team. And Galway at the minute are the better team. Now, on the other side of that, what Galway has actually done is to change their game mentality-wise. They've actually been able to get over the line. Like, before, Galway would have got caught against Clare. They wouldn't have came back. They would have kind of maybe faltered and lost that game. But they're grinding out results. And when they're not playing well and still getting results, I think Galway are a very dangerous team. And you look, it's All-Ireland on Sunday. What's after gone in the past, it's after gone. And it's like as if, right, we've struggled small bits here and there, but they still got over the line. But now it's All-Ireland final day, and here's where we have to perform. And this is the biggest day of all.
And looking at their forwards, who you know, on paper, they look to have an incredible, you know, attack and so much power, so much physique. They've been overpowering teams. It just hasn't been as to watch visually anyway, it just hasn't been as effective as last year. And what can they do against Limerick in the All-Ireland final to get that forward unit, I suppose, firing on all cylinders?
Well, the biggest thing for Galway is that they can blow teams over the water for 20-25 minutes and then they take the foot off the gas and allow teams back into it. That's the biggest thing that Galway have to try fix for Sunday, because if they leave Limerick in it coming down the last stretch in the last 10-15 minutes with the bench that Limerick have, you'd imagine that Shane Down and these guys will come on and make a huge difference and put them on their backs. But really what Galway have done, they've kind of evolved this year as well in saying that their forwards are actually moving around a little bit more. Like the last time, Conor Whelan went to centre forward, Joel Canning went to wing forward, Conor Cooney went to corner forward, Johnny Glenn went to full forward. So I think they have more options in their forward line and more, I think, kind of to obsess Limerick on the other side of things. Like, any forward can play in any position. Limerick seem to be more kind of structured of Garrod Hegarty, Kyle Hayes, Tom Morrissey in the half hour line, and no real kind of interchangeable. What Galway have done, they've interchanged it, but Joe, even Coney back, centre-back the last day when Garrod McInerney was out. So they have options within the team. I think Limerick have a better panel, but within the team, I think Galway have a better 15 and better interchangeable players to upset Limerick on Sunday.
Okay, Damien Fitzgerald, let's talk about this Limerick team. Surprise packages, we knew they were capable of big performances, we knew the underage structure was there and the underage success, we knew they were used to winning, but what has been the difference? What has brought them from threatening to deliver to actually delivering on the biggest stage?
I think it's like we knew they had good players, but I think the mentality is the thing that would have to really impress you at Limerick this year. Like, as I just said, like that Kilkenny match, like they had every chance to kind of throw in the towel, like get to a quarter final. They'd probably have seen that as a decent year maybe at the start of the year, but they came back, and just when it looked like everyone was going against them, they came back and they didn't panic and they worked their scores and they got their points. And like very similarly against Cork, 6 points down with 10 minutes to go. Again, they didn't panic. They just started working their scores. They kept working their scores. They didn't start going for goals, and they just found their way back into the match. So I think the fact that they're not panicking, and that like they're just, when their subs come on, they just keep playing, and they're making a big impact in matches. Obviously, I think there's no doubt they probably have the strongest panel of any team in the country, which like would have sounded strange at the start of the year, definitely. But there's so many different players that can come in and kind of give them something in a match, and that's really why they're in an All-Ireland final.
And looking at the match, the markets in the match, I suppose 4-6 Galway, 13-8 Limerick. Is Limerick's price getting towards what certainly the general public think it should be? Like, what price are they going to go off if all the money in the last couple of days has been they're into 13-8 with Jews now? Like, are we going to get close to joint favourites here come the off?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think Galway will stay favourites. Like, we'll hold it. Even if we have a serious enough liability on Limerick, we're going to hold it, and we're going to try to lay Limerick if we think the price is too short. I think Galway probably towards the weekend as well, we'd start laying a bit more money on Galway, as people kind of think they're all Ireland champions. They're unbeaten this year. They maybe haven't been that impressive, but that's still more than Limerick. Like, at the start of the year, if you're pricing this match, you'd definitely been 1-2, if not shorter, Galway. So I think maybe towards the weekend we might start laying a few more bets on Galway. Right?
Okay, Aidan Fogarty, what type of game can we expect?
Well, I think it's going to be a physical game. I think both teams are strong. They're physical. They're fast. I think both sets of teams kind of, they suit each other. The style of play, they suit each other. I don't think it's going to be any sweepers. It's going to be more kind of man-for-man, win your own ball kind of mentality. Limerick are obviously trying to go and play into their own game plan. They're going to pull back their half-forward line and leave as much space as possible inside for Mulcahy and Galan and these guys. And they're going to try spread into the corners. Galway point of view, they're going to probably do nearly the same thing, pull back their half-forward line and play it into Glynn and play it into the high man, the high ball in. But it's going to be tough. It's going to be a little bit physical. I don't think it's going to be that kind of a high-scoring game that maybe people think it's going to expect, because I think the intensity of this game is going to be, physically, is going to be what we haven't probably seen this year. You know, Munster Championship is probably more kind of speed and ball to hand and working through the lines. But I think this is more going to be... kind of off the cuff, and that's the way Limerick kind of play, and Galway, that kind of suits a Galway team as well. And I think maybe that's what kind of caught Galway last time, was the sweeper going back for Clare, and they didn't know how to handle it. But it's going to be more of a traditional game. It's going to be physical. It's going to be tough, and it's going to be super. I think it's going to be one of the greatest games of the year.
And if you're thinking that's the way the game is going to be, points wise and total points wise, and what Galway and Limerick are going to score, what score? If you were to guess now, it's very hard to predict what's going to happen in the match, obviously. But that's what we're here for. That's what we're trying to predict. What do you think will need to be scored to win this match? What do you see as a match-winning tally?
Well, for this game, I was looking at the bets there. I think it's going to be under 51.5 points, and I think that's at 5-6.
It is indeed, yeah.
I don't think it's going to be over that. I think it's going to be... It's not going to be tight scoring, people think. I think score-wise... maybe a score of 220 could win this game. You know, maybe a 220 to maybe a 118 or 119. So that's the way I kind of see this game going. Goals, like, there's no sweepers, high balls to squares. These are where the goals are coming from. Limerick have struggled to get goals. You know, Galan had 3 or 4 opportunities. Will these opportunities come Sunday? I don't know. Like, will they mark Galan? He seems to be the only man kind of putting his hand up to get a goal. Seamus Flanagan maybe as well. Galway, they'll be happy enough to tip over points as well. You know, but the likes of Glynn and Cooney inside, they're all goal scorers as well. So I think the scoreline about 220, I think, will win this game.
Okay, Damien Fitzgerald, would you agree? Do you think it's going to be around that total?
I think it's a little bit higher scoring, maybe. Like, most matches this year have been very high scoring. Maybe it will be a little bit different to All-Ireland final. I think both teams do have a fairly decent goal threat. They mightn't have scored many goals during the year, but like, as Taggy was saying, like, Limerick have had a lot of chances, Aaron Galan in particular, and I think Galway will be able to, with John and Glynn in there, they have a lot more goal threat than maybe they did last year. So I think there could be goals in the match. Yeah, I wouldn't, like, over 2.5 or over 3.5 goals, I think it's 11-8, and I think that might be a bit of value in that.
Imagine if, I don't know what player, you can predict what player is going to be put on Johnny Glynn, but imagine waking up Sunday morning and knowing that your job for the day was trying to manhandle and mark Johnny Glynn. I don't think there'd be a worse thought to wake up to. He's just so powerful. And when he does kind of get a bit of confidence going, he is very hard to break down, Taggy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, like. And I think that's one thing that Limerick are definitely going to look at. They have Sean Finn and Richie English in the corners. Two very good cornerbacks. Richie English probably in line for an all-star. Sean Finn, if he goes well, possibly as well. But not the biggest men. And no matter how big you are, you're still not going to be able to mark the likes of Johnny Glynn. The only thing I can kind of maybe compare it to was maybe Dermot O'Keefe against Wexford, marking TJ Reid. And what he done there, he stood in beside him and just didn't even let him get near the ball. Basically, kind of body checked him for the whole game. I remember looking at it. And TJ was held that day. But the thing is with Galway is that they can just rotate. So will they have a man following Johnny Glynn all the time? Or will they rely maybe on Mike Casey to take him up or to pick him up different times? It's going to be very, very hard to man mark in this day and age with forwards because they just keep on the move. They're not standing in the same positions like years ago. You know, they're switching positions and it's very difficult to mark that. You nearly have to say four of the last six backs to man mark the four forwards for that to happen.
Yeah, no, the game has certainly changed. Right, lads, it's decision time. Damien, I'm going to come to you first. Who's going to win and why, and what's the best bet on the coupon?
I think just this year, I think there's something about Limerick. I think every game they've come through, they haven't always played brilliantly. Like, I didn't think they were brilliant in the semi-final until the last 10 minutes where they needed to, but there's just something about the team. They're digging out results all year, and I think there's kind of... I wouldn't like to back against them. And like Galway, you could probably say Galway in three of their last four games have been fairly poor. Like the first day against Kilkenny and both days against Clare, it's probably not the Galway we've been used to seeing. So I don't think I'd like to back Galway if they've played poorly three of the last 4 days. I think
Whoa. Are you not just after contradicting yourself there? You're saying you kind of fancy Limerick because they haven't really played that well, but they've been getting over the line and you think they're building up to a big performance. And then you're not fancying Galway because they haven't been playing that well and they're just getting over the line. Is that not a big contradiction from Damien Fitzgerald?
No, I think like Limerick, they did play very well against Kilkenny in the quarterfinal. Probably they didn't play that well against Cork in the semi-final, but I think Cork are a good side and... In the last 10 minutes when it was there, they pulled it out of the fire. Like Galway, both days against Clare, they got off to a great start, fair enough. But for the rest of the game, they just didn't play well. Like they went 20 minutes without scoring in the second day against Clare. That should be impossible to do at any level of hurling, really. So they're not playing well. And like they keep getting through, but I don't think Limerick just look in a better place to me. And I think Galway look a bit tired and a bit ragged and few players kind of half carrying injuries and stuff. And I just think Limerick on everything they've done this year, I just kind of believe in them. I could be wrong though.
Okay, so are you tipping Limerick at 13-8 in the 70 minute odds?
Yeah, I won. 13-8 is a little bit short for me. Like, I'm not sure they deserve to be that short. But the one bet I like is in the double result is Galway to be leading at half time and Limerick to win at full time. That's 5-1. So, like, as it's been the case in most games that Galway have got off to a close start or a fast start and they lead at half time. And then Limerick, with the subs to come on in the second half, I think might just get them over the line. So, Galway half time, Limerick full time at 5-1.
Okay, that's interesting. We like a bit of 5-1 shots. Aidan Fogarty, your best bet on the coupon?
Yeah, look, I suppose the way the championship is going, it's been a fantastic championship, and I think everyone would like to see Limerick win this, just for to finish off this great championship. To say that 2018 was the first time the structures were changed with an unbelievable championship, and a team kind of came out of nowhere to win it. And I think everyone kind of likes Limerick. They're a flamboyant team. They kind of play off the cuff. They seem kind of grounded. And, you know, they're kind of the good luck story of the championship. But it doesn't go like that. And I think experience is going to play a lot on an Ireland final day. And I'm not talking about the build-up and tickets and all them cliches. I'm just thinking of how to actually finish out matches. You know, in the middle of the melting pot, 10 minutes to go, you know, I've been there and you're kind of looking up at the scoreboard. All you want to do is just the game to be over and just celebrate and be down in Croke Park Residence Bar. That's all you want to do. But you can't get that let into your head. If it's in the melting pot, Galway have closed out games. And the fact that they haven't played well, I was watching Joe Cannon last weekend or whenever the semi-final, and he was angry and he's putting his body on the line. And I think Galway are going to come with an anger and an intensity on Sunday that maybe Limerick haven't seen all year, because as Damien just said there, they're not playing well, they're carrying a few knocks, things are going against them, but I think that's when maybe they're at the most dangerous, and I think there is a big game in this Galway team because they haven't performed all year. So I'm throwing, my heart probably wants Limerick to win, but my head is just telling Galway, just on experience, because teams as a whole are probably on a level playing field in terms of hurling-wise. And I suppose on the day, anything can happen, but I'm just tipping Galway with a bit of experience.
Okay, so there's a man talking a bit of sense. So are we taking, are we going Galway minus 2, 11 to 10, or just Galway straight at 4 to 6 in?
Yeah, I'd be nearly backing Galway at minus 2 in the handicap, yeah. I think they're going to win the game by 3 or 4 points. I just have this feeling that they're going to push on. I think maybe come down, if they get a top of Limerick and they push on, that Limerick will wilt a small bit. And maybe the fact of Shane Downing coming on, if Galway have a plan for Shane Downing, maybe even Manmark coming on, don't let him get on ball, Limerick will worry a small bit, because they're expecting these big performances from the boys coming off the bench, that look, if it's not working, we'll put on the boys and it'll turn the game. Now maybe it will, but I think maybe Micheál Dunne will have a plan for him. And it's not going to be all roses for him. So I think maybe Galway by 3 or 4 in the end.
Okay, Doug. So we've got one Limerick fan and one Galway fan going into the 2018 All-Ireland final on Sunday. So lads, it's time for your first goal scorer and man of the match selections. And Damien, we'll come to you first.
First goal scorer and man of the match. I think I tipped him off in the semi-final as well. Garóg Hegarty is 12-1 for first goal scorer and 20-1 for man of the match. I think he was very good in the semi-final. He got 3 or 4 points. Didn't really get near the goal, but I think he is a goal threat. You might remember in the quarter-final, Owen Murphy brought off a brilliant save for him, and I think when he gets the ball, he kind of gets up a steam and heads straight for goal. So I think 12-1 is a fair enough price for a goal scorer, and I think he has been, he's been very good all year for Limerick. He's a real physical presence, which I'm not sure Galway dealt with that well. Like Peter Duggan got on a lot of ball the first day, especially. So I think a 20-1 man the match as well, Garóg Hegarty.
And on the Garóg Hegarty subject, I thought over 1.5 points at 8-13. I thought that was quite generous now myself. So that is Damien's selection for first goal scorer man the match, Aidan Fogarty.
Yeah, the fact I suppose I'm going with Galway, I'm going to go with a Galway man. I think Cathal Mannion for man of the match. He has been consistent, but still he hasn't been performing to the highest levels that he could be. And he probably is under the radar going into this match for some reason. You know? And the fact that maybe there's changes has been made in the Galway camp, with maybe Joe Cooney going back centre-back and Niall Burke getting the start. I think in training there was a possibility of lads maybe thinking that they mightn't start this All-Ireland final. And if Cathal Mannion does start, which I think he will, I think he'll go, right, well, I'm after making the team. You know, I was under pressure there a small bit. I'm under the radar a small bit. I'm probably going to be marking Dermot Burns, who's in line for an off there. And if I was going into a match like that, I'd love to be marking a kind of a big-name player, because that would get me up for the game, and to be more maybe on Dermot Burns to play well than to me to play well. So I think Cathal Mannion, there's a big game in him, and he's brilliant at scoring points and keeps Galway in the game. So 16-1, I think, is a decent bet for him. Conor Cooney, for first goal, he's been threatening all year to score goals in every game. He scored a goal against Clare, obviously, but I think Conor Cooney, and he's probably going to be full forward or corner forward, and with Johnny Glynn, he signed him high ball just to lay it off to him, and I think he's a good bet at 7-1.
Okie dokes. Now, before we move on, I want to, if people are listening to this podcast and they want to have one bet and one bet only on the All-Ireland hurling final, what's it to be? And I'm going to kick off. I think Galway minus 2 at odds against is a steal at 11-10 with Paddy Power. So my best bet on the coupon is Galway minus 2 at 11-10. Aidan Fogarty?
Yeah, I think Galway to win both halves at 9-4 is a decent bet. I think they come out of blocks the first 20 minutes, they go very hard, they dig into a lead, and they kind of sit back a bit then, but I don't think maybe they're going to sit back as much in the All-Ireland, because they'll have talked about it and they'll have addressed it. So I think Galway to win both halves at 9-4 is a good bet.
Lovely. Damien Fitzgerald, if listeners that are to have one bet on Sunday, what should it be?
Joe Kenning to have a yellow card at any time at 4-1. And he's for first yellow card is 20-1 as well. He's been looking a bit narky to me recently, Joe. He's been getting involved in a few things against Clare. So I think like 4-1 yellow card, he got booked against Clare one of the days anyway. I think it's a big price.
Lord, holy God, the best bet. People, they're tuning into their televisions, they're going to the local pub, some of them are paying feckin' 200 quid for a match ticket, and they want to have a bet. And what are they looking out for? Somebody to get a yellow card. Well, that shows you the mentality of Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power. And as you said, a winner is in fact a winner. So that's the All-Ireland Hurling Final looked after. Don't forget to join us after this short break, where we'll be looking back on the season, and we've got some sneaky bets for Hurler of the Year, All-Stars, and Young Hurler of the Year.
Success ain't earned, it's bought. That's why at Paddy Power, we paid the big bucks for the best tech nerds in the world to develop our new, fastest ever app. Download the new app from the App Store or Play Store now. 18 plus, begambleaware.org.
Welcome back to the GAA Postcast. I'm David Jennings. I'm still joined by Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power, and Aidan Taggy Fogarty, the former Kilkenny star. And lads, we're going to look back on this year's All-Ireland Hurling Championship, but with a view to making a few quid. Okay, we're going to start off with the Hurler of the Year. Obviously, the All-Stars will be in a couple of months' time, and the best value is before the All-Ireland final, I'm convinced of it. So, at the moment, lads, who would be your selection for Hurler of the Year? Damien, we'll come to you first.
Well, I think just looking at the market, Padraig Mannion is 5-4. And, like, we can't stop laying him, but he looks way too short to me. Like, I don't really see any... He's had a good year, don't get me wrong, like, but I can't see any reason why he's 5-4 and Dahi Burke is 11-1. So I think the fact that Padraig Mannion is so short makes a lot of other players look big. Like, Joe Canning, even 13-2. Dahi Burke, as I said, 11-1. Even David Burke, 22-1, I think, has been really good. Connor Whelan as well. So... yeah, I just think Padraig Mannion is too short, and I basically think everyone else is too big.
That's interesting. I genuinely, this is the first time I've clicked into this market, and I'm shocked to see Padraig Mannion 5-4. Genuinely, yeah. I thought he'd be about 4-1.
Yeah, we can't stop laying him. We've been laying him all year, so he looks very short to me. Like, as I said, he has had a very good year, but like, I don't think he's a 5-4 shot. And Dahi Burke, for instance, is an 11-1 shot. I think
Dahi Burke 11-1.
Dahi Burke 11-1 is really looking at me. And I think on the Limerick side, the one I'd look at is Graham Mulcahy at 20-1. I think he's been so consistent all year. He's been really, really good all year. And probably hasn't been getting as much praise as he should have. But I think if he has a very good All Ireland final, I think 20-1 might be a big price. He's been kind of a soldier battling away there for a long time as well, so people might want to give it to him for that as much as anything else.
Aidan Fogarty, are you going to tell us that 5-4 Padraig Mannion is the bet of the year?
Look, I think he nearly is my hurler of the year, but as I said, 5-4, you're not going to get much out of him there at 5-4. So Padraig Mannion, it probably is. What I like about Padraig Mannion is that he just does his job and does it consistently, and there's no flamboyancy about him. He's not in the media. He doesn't blowing up his own name. He just does his job, and that's it. And he has been phenomenal all year long. He has been very, very good. But I said the odds are short. Dahi Burke, I tipped him at earlier in the year. If he has a good All-Ireland final, that's not a bad tip at all. And Aaron Gillan, like Tony Kelly got Young Hurler of the Year and Hurler of the Year. Aaron Gillan probably won't get it, though, because he got sent off and he didn't start the game after. So that's probably going to hinder him. But if he has a good All-Ireland, you never know what's going to happen. Keane Lynch, middle of the field. I haven't got the odds here in front of me, but he's not a bad bet if he has a good All-Ireland as well. He's not a bad bet for her.
Yeah, he's 14-1. So just a quick run through the top 10. Padraig Mannion 5-4, Aaron Gillan 6-1, Joe Canning 13-2, Dahi Burke 11-1, Keane Lynch 14-1, Declan Hannan 16-1. We've got Dermot Burns 20-1, Graham Mulcahy 20-1, David Burke 22-1, Kyle Mannion, Conor Whelan, both 22-1 and 25-1 bar. So I think we're all in agreement that Padraig Mannion is the most likely winner, but he's very short in the market. So what about Young Hurler of the Year? The prices at the moment, it seems pretty straightforward. Dara Fitzgibbon 1-5, Kyle Hayes 6-1, Seamus Flanagan 10-1, Mark Coleman 16-1, and Peter Casey 25-1. In a word, Damien Fitzgerald, is Dara Fitzgibbon a shoe-in here?
I hope so, because I'm backed.
What price? Go on, make us all sick.
A 16th.
Oh, holy Lord God. 16-1. Well, I'll have a pint of Hop House. Aidan Fogarty, Dara Fitzgibbon, yeah. Is Damien Fitzgerald going to be paid?
I think Dara Fitzgibbon will get it. He's been phenomenal all year long. He dictated midfield, he was scoring points, he was one of Cork's real leaders, and for a young man to walk into a leadership role like that in the middle of the field, I think he's nearly a shoe in there for hurler of the year. But he's not fresh on the market, is he? Like, I'm talking about new hurlers, you know, maybe Sean O'Donoghue, cornerback, maybe as a new hurler, Seamus Flanagan as a new hurler, but Darren Fitzgibbon's probably in the melting pot there, all right, for the young hurler of the year.
Yeah, I always find the criteria for these awards very strange, but it certainly looks like Dara Fitzgibbon is going to bring a smile to Damien Fitzgerald's face. So moving on to All-Stars. Now, we all love to have a crack at the All-Stars. It can be the most infuriating bet you will ever do, and you'll tear your hair out and say, what were the panel at? Because you're relying on other people. But at the moment, who is the value in the All-Stars market? Damien Fitzgerald.
I think the lad I tipped for man the match, I think Gerard Hegarty at 11-2 looks a big price to me. The forwards are obviously very competitive, and there's probably...
Well, three are, I presume, Joe Canning, John Conlon and Aaron Gillan are absolute certainties, and then possibly Seamus Harnady and Peter Duggan. And maybe, are we playing for one more in the final?
Yeah, you'd kind of be thinking that. Which means there's a lot of lads for one space. About 11-2 on Hegarty looks a big price to me. I think he's been very consistent all year, and I think if Limerick win the All-Ireland, he has a very good choice. Chance in the backs, then I think this is Adrian Toohey at 5-4. I think if Galway win, he probably should get one. I don't think cornerback is the place with the most competition. Like, I think really it's between the two Limerick cornerbacks and Adrian Toohey, the three of them for the two All-Stars. So I think at 5-4, Adrian Toohey is a very good chance. If Galway go over the line, I reckon he'll get one.
Okay, before we move on to Aidan Fogarty, one price that I was a little bit surprised by, given that we have both spoken about this moment and given that his team are in an All-Ireland final, is 5-2 Nicky Quaid to get an All-Star ahead of Owen Murphy not a big price, Damien?
Yeah, I think he has a chance. Limerick would need to win, and he'd need to probably have another big save, another big moment. But yeah, at 5-2,
Murphy has given possibly the greatest goalkeeping performance I've ever seen in my life, but you just wonder that there is a bit of
people can forget about that
if there is a bit of recency bias coming into the All-Stars.
Yeah, if Nicky Quaid has another great game in the All-Ireland final, makes another save like he did in the semi-final, I think he'll probably get it over on Murphy. So yeah, 5-2.
Aidan Fogarty, are we going to have a rare year where we're not going to have a Kilkenny All-Star?
I think so, yeah. Apart from TJ Reid, probably Owen Murphy's probably going to get the All-Star in the goal. As you said, Nicky Quaid, I was looking at myself, Nicky Quaid has a good All-Ireland, possibly could take it off and just snatch him at the last minute. But Murphy probably brought goalkeeping to a new level, really. You know, Don Logue, probably with the sharp puck outs all them years ago, started the trend. And Owen Murphy's performance against Limerick in the quarter final was exceptional. Kept Kilkenny in the game. So I'd say Owen Murphy will probably get the All-Star. But unfortunately, other than that, I think Kilkenny probably won't get one. But the All-Stars are funny. If you look at the whole year, like, Jack Brown has been very good for Clare, cornerback. Chris Crummie for Dublin has been exceptional in the group stages, but he just didn't get out of group stages, so he's not going to be in contention. Coleman for Cork, Daniel Kearney, excellent as well. Like, are Cork only going to get maybe one with Fitzgibbon in middle of the field, and they got to an Ireland semi-final? Harnady is up for grabs in the forwards. So, like, it probably is going to go in the semi-final stages, which probably isn't right. They should look at the year maybe on a whole.
And is there one kind of that's sticking out that might be a bigger price than you think it should be?
Well, as I said, I don't have him here in front of me here, but I'd say Colin Mannion. Like, I tipped him for being out in the match. I don't know what the odds there on him are, Damien.
11-8 to win an All-Star, yeah.
11-8, yeah. Like, he's inconsistent, but still probably maybe under the radar. But you have to have a good All-Ireland even to get one, I think.
Certainly will. Yeah, no, it's always a very interesting market, the All-Stars. And I want one team to watch out for in 2019. If we're to have a bet in the 2019, I know we're not finished 2018 one yet, but if we were to have a bet in the 2019 All-Ireland Hurling Championship, Aidan Fogarty, who would it be?
One team to look out for. I can't say Limerick now because they're in the All-Ireland, so they're a proven entity. It's hard to know where Waterford are at, or even Tipperary. Tipperary always going to be there or thereabouts, but I think my own native county, Kilkenny, they're never too far wrong. They're not too far off the pace. Like, they brought Limerick down to the wire. They're probably missing a 3 and a 6. If they got 3 and a 6 sorted, and had Pádraig Welsh and Killian Buckley out to the wing forward line, and came into maybe the championship with no injuries, and had Richie Hogan, TJ Reid on fire. I think there could be a good bet for, you know, our Ireland contenders. Maybe not to win it, but maybe to get there.
Oh, it's safe to go into the local pub now to have a pint. He's tipped to Kilkenny to win the All-Ireland in 2019. After all the bad mouthing this year, he has gone back to his roots. And Kilkenny are going to lift their Lee McCarthy in 2019. Damien Fitzgerald, your team to watch out for next year?
I think Cork are going to be very close next year. Like, they're very close this year. Probably the strength of their panel let them down at the end. And their under-21 team this year looks brilliant, and they'll obviously bring a few players in off that just to strengthen their panel. They'll have Alan Cadigan back as well. Yeah, I think Cork are going to be very, very close next year, and it's probably about time for them to win All-Ireland. It's about 16 years, which is a long time in Cork.
So it's back to tradition, lads. It's a Cork and Kilkenny All-Ireland final. This time next year, we'll be previewing it here on the Racing Postcast.
And just on that, DJ, I think Dublin are thereabouts as well. They were very unlucky in some of the matches, only losing by a point or two. I think Dublin under Gilroy are going to be a very good force next year.
Oh, there's a big shout now. Dublin to make a name for themselves in 2019. So that's it for the 2018 All-Ireland Hurling Championship Postcast. My thanks to Aidan Taggy Fogarty, who has joined us and gave us some great insight throughout the year. Very, very shrewd judge. And hopefully his prediction will be right and Galway will lift the Lee McCarthy in Croke Park on Sunday. My thanks also to Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power. I've been David Jennings in the Racing Post. Don't forget to join us in a fortnight's time when we'll be joined by Joe Sheridan to preview the All-Ireland Football Final between Dublin and Tyrone.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week, and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&Cs apply. 18+. BGambleAware.org.